Well, hello everyone. Welcome back to episode 3 of the Bible series on Spark Passion, the podcast. I'm so excited. This whole podcast is going to be about the New Testament. Last week, if you missed it, we did the Old Testament, talked about why it is not as scary as it seems. And this week we're talking about something that is just really thrilling, really exciting. The New Testament is the reason why we live our lives connected to God the way that we do. And so I am ready to just have a very cool conversation about the New Testament, why it is so special, whether you're new to Christianity or you've read the New Testament 100 times. It is such a privilege to have our hands on those scriptures and to live in the reality that Jesus did come for us. And that is the theme of the entire Bible, but specifically the Gospels and the New Testament. So I love this episode, and I am excited to talk about it with you guys. It took me forever to film this episode. Normally, I try to do podcasts bi-weekly, and they come out every other Monday. I'm filming this on Monday. I'm actually editing it and posting it in 1 hour. So that may not happen. We'll see. I'm in the middle of moving, and I started like a part-time job just in the middle of building up this platform to be full-time, hence the Patreon and all the things that I offer on here. But in the midst of that, it's just been crazy. My room is a heap of boxes and just stuff everywhere. So this looks nice, but if you have the video version, you can see the little corner that I have. This looks nice, but behind the camera, it is a little chaotic. So, but that's okay. We're here anyway to talk about Jesus together, regardless of circumstance and just things going on around us. But yeah, so today is really special because if you listened to last week's episode, or 2 weeks ago when I talked about the Old Testament, I shared just some really cool resources with you that my old professor had given us from Bible college. And I have similar resources today from my New Testament class, because I had an entire class on the New Testament as well. And these I will be taking pictures of and posting for the $15 tier and up on Patreon that have the video version. These notes that I was given have the themes of every single book in the New Testament, just what to look for as you read those specific books. I'm going to give little snippets on the audio version as well in this episode. That's kind of what this episode is about. But yeah, so this is going to be a cool time, a really cool time. So the New Testament, why is it special? Before I get to these notes, I'm just going to talk about what the New Testament means to me, and means to every Christian who has a strong walk with the Lord. It's been God's plan from day one to send Jesus in our place. Since starting this new part-time job, it is the first time that I've been around non-believers, like, for a consistent amount of time in a very long time. I went to a Bible college where you're surrounded by Christians, and then I worked for a church where you're surrounded by Christians. And not that those things are bad whatsoever, but it kind of gets you out of your, how do I word this? Like, it gets you out of practice in, like, living the gospel out in a way that isn't pushy, but attracts non-believers to be like, what do you have that's different? And so I started working at this coffee shop, which has been just a really cool experience. Just to have barista experience in general is an awesome opportunity. And then just the people that I've met, the friends that I've made, and just the already the gospel encounters that I've had have been really impactful, hopefully on them, but really on me, for realizing that being around unbelievers is so cool, because you get to love them. Like, this is the first time potentially that they've ever been loved like Jesus loves them. Not that we can really do that to the fullest ability, but we can do that with him in us. And so anyway, all to say, I had a really cool conversation with a coworker a few days ago, and I think my mindset has changed quite a bit on how to go at, preaching the gospel. Now, there will be moments where, you know, someone asks and they get saved right there and all these crazy things, but oftentimes it really is just loving someone and speaking to them and talking to them and being around them for a considerable amount of time, potentially years, before any sort of substantial conversation happens, or just watching the way you live your life. And this person in specific is very, like, logical, very just curious about life in general. And we just had a very interesting conversation about faith and in religion and, you know, what he thinks about it. And just a very non-pushy, casual conversation of him asking, like, oh, what did you grow up believing and what do you believe now? And I got to, you know, tell him, like, what I believe and just kind of give my perspective on, you know, the gospel. And I really actually got to share basically the entire gospel with him, which was a really cool experience because it was not in a way of, like, oh, I'm sharing this with you for you to believe it. Like, I so hope so. But it was, like, him just asking out of curiosity, like, oh, like, what do you think it means, you know, to what do you think life means? What do you think the purpose of all of it is? And I was able to really give just my opinion and be very, like, I was really being careful with my words because I was like, I don't want him to think I'm trying to, like, push this on him. I was just like, you know, in my opinion, this is what I believe. And of course, I know that it is truth, but pushing it on someone is not going to be the way to get them to know Jesus. But anyway, all to say, that conversation really sparked something in me because I think that was the first time in a quite a long time that I've shared the full gospel in just a random conversation where it wasn't planned at all. And what I noticed was, like, what's in my heart is going to come out of my mouth. Like, do I really believe that the gospel is true? And can I naturally just explain, like, yeah, like, this is what I think, and, you know, like, I know that this is true. And not that you have to have all the words perfect or anything, but it really just sparked something in me of, like, wow, like, the gospel really, really does have to be real in my heart if I want it to just, like, flow out of my mouth at any given time. And so that was just a cool experience for me, and hopefully for that coworker as well, because I do hope that sparked, you know, a seed within him for in maybe years to come or tomorrow, you know, it could be whenever. But that's the really cool thing about the gospel is it's not my job to make sure that it worked or having that conversation did something. It's really just my job to share when questions are asked and to live the way that I'm supposed to live according to Jesus and his life. And he'll do the watering and he will water those seeds that you plant just as you live. And so that's just a really cool thing to be reminded of. And yeah, so the gospel, yes, it is Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, but it is also really just the entirety of the Bible. From the very beginning, God's plan was to, you know, have a relationship with us, and because he's holy, and humans decided rebellion and evil against God, there was this vast separation between humanity and God. And because of that separation, you know, we had to try to be righteous. We had to try to win God's approval by being holy. And because we are so evil at nature, there really was no way for us to do that besides, you know, doing these animal sacrifices and so many rituals and all these religious acts to cleanse ourselves for maybe a day, maybe a moment before we would sin again, for us to have any sort of small and slight connection with God, to have any access to the Holy Spirit. And the only answer for that would be an eternal sacrifice, someone who was worthy of being a sacrifice for every single sin, every single person. And none of us could do that. And so that's why God sent his son for us, sent himself for us, became a human, God in human form, and bared the cost of his own justice, and bared the cost of what was required to have a relationship with us. He fulfilled his own requirement by sending his son for us. And that death on the cross took the penalty of our sin. All of God's wrath was poured out on Jesus on the cross. And then, you know, he died, really died for 3 days. And then on the third day, resurrected to prove that death could not hold him and that he has overcome sin and death for eternity. And that's, you know, this grand, you know, Easter resurrection message. But is it true to you? That really is the question. And that's what rang in my heart as I shared, you know, in a more simple way to someone who had never heard that before. Is that true to me? Can I explain it not just out of, oh, I've read John before, but can I explain it because it's something that really is part of my daily life, part of my heart, part of what I know I believe, part of what I walk in? The reason why I do everything I do, the reason why I have any sort of moral standard is because God sets it for me. I mean, there's so many questions that sprung forth from that conversation for me. But really just something to ask yourself is that true in my walk personally? Is that something that, you know, just overflows out of my life because I know that it's true? And of course, we need to constantly remind ourselves of that. I do. That was a good reminder to me of, wow, I really need to make sure that I refresh myself on this, that I truly do walk in and believe this every single day. And so, yeah, the New Testament, that is from the beginning, from Genesis to Revelation, God's plan was what I just explained, the gospel. And at the beginning of the New Testament, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, it takes you into Jesus's life. And man, oh man, do I wish I could just sit down and dissect all of the cool things I learned from the New Testament in that class that I took. But hopefully these resources that I give you will give you just a small insight into the great privilege I had to learn from people who are theologians and absolutely incredible at studying things and seeing things in ways that I have never been able to see them. But yeah, even when you just look at Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, all of them have they all do tell of Jesus's life in a different perspective and just different ways, and it's really, really cool. But there's also specific purposes for those books. They're directed at certain audiences, certain people groups, and then it goes from there all the way through Revelation of just some really, really cool pieces of literature explaining just Jesus and his life and how we should live. It really is beautiful. It's definitely an easier read than the Old Testament, but it fulfills the Old Testament, so reading them side by side and watching the New Testament quote the Old so much is so cool. And so I kind of just wanted to take a moment and look through these resources with you, give you a few like facts and fun things, but really I just wanted the main point of this episode to be going through the gospel, what is the gospel, everything I just explained, but really bringing us to a point of just like bringing back the simplicity of this is why we are alive, and this is not for some show or for some, you know, oh, I shared the gospel with 86 people today, like, oh, that'd be awesome if you did, but is it real enough to you that you will just simply live according to Jesus and his life and live because he rose for you? And then out of that overflows into you living in a way that people are encountered by the gospel and encountered by Jesus himself. And so that's really just my encouragement and to myself and to you, that this would be something that sparks something in you to really get to know the gospel. And first, if you have never, get to know the gospel for you. Like, have you made Jesus Lord of your life first? But second, maybe you did a long time ago and it's not something that's like super real to you. I would just give yourself like a refresher and realize like, yeah, it may be hard to believe that someone rose from the dead, but know that because the Bible is true, that part is also true. And our entire faith stands on the resurrection. So if you don't believe in the resurrection, you need to really go through those books and read what Jesus did for you and look through apologetics and look through all of those things and get to know what the gospel really is. Just for yourself, and then out of that will flow into others' lives as well. And that's really just what the New Testament is all about. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, the hope of a Savior coming and dying for us and then raising from the dead, and then every book after that, people going and telling and sharing and just living their lives for Jesus and the whole world getting changed because of that love that he gave to them and then them spreading to everybody else just by the way that they lived. So it's really not complicated. It's not, you know, some crazy strategy or method. It is simply loving people because we can understand what the gospel is and understand how Jesus loved us enough to come and die for us. So let's get into these resources. So I'm not going to go through all of these. This is like several pages of like front and back, just a lot of information. There's a few resources in here called Theme Study Guide, and it goes through, you know, Matthew through Revelation, one sentence of the theme of the entire book, like what to be looking for. Like Matthew, it presents Christ as the King of Israel in fulfillment of the Old Testament prophecies. It also contains the Great Commission. So those are the two important things about Matthew. And then Mark, Jesus is presented as the Son of God, who is the servant of God, who came to serve humbly by giving his life, contains Peter's confession at Philippi that Jesus is the Messiah. So these are like key points. And then another really cool resource that I may read just a little bit more, and this is a great resource that I'm going to give to those patrons. What we would deem like the titles of each of these books, and it is really cool. So if you're taking notes, this would be a time that you may just want to pause and write down these as I say them, just so that when you do go and read these books, that you can know that that's kind of the overarching theme of that book, and look for that as you read it. It's just something that I like to do, so feel free to take those notes. I encourage that anyway, just because remembering things is easier when you write it down. But yeah, so Matthew, the book of Christ the King. So Matthew basically presents Jesus as King, whereas Mark presents Jesus as Christ the Servant, and Luke presents Jesus as Christ the Perfect Man, and then John, Christ the Son of God. And so all of them, all four of them, give different personifications of Jesus that are all him, but giving different, different sides of him, and it's actually really, really cool. Then Acts, the book of the early church, Romans, the letter of God's grace, 1 Corinthians, the letter of spiritual challenges, 2 Corinthians, the letter of Paul's defense, Galatians, the letter of Christian liberty, that's a cool one, Ephesians, the letter of the church, Philippians, the letter of rejoicing, Colossians, the letter of Christ's preeminence, 1 Thessalonians, the letter of Christ's return, 2 Thessalonians, the letter of the day of the Lord, that talks a lot about end times, 1 Timothy, the letter of pastoral counsel, super cool because it gives insight to people who go into ministry, 2 Timothy, the letter of final ministry, Titus, the letter of church order, 1 Timothy and Titus go together for people going into ministry, specifically pastors, Philemon, the letter of forgiveness, also a really cool one, one of the shortest books, highly recommended though, Hebrews, the letter of the priesthood of Christ, James, the letter of practical Christianity. If you are very logical, James is the one for you. Go read it. 1 Peter, the letter of grace under fire. 2 Peter, the letter of the last days. 1 John, the letter of fellowship. 2 John, the letter of love and truth. 3 John, the letter of warning against pride. Jude, the letter of contending for the faith. Revelation, the book of the future. And so, I know that was a lot of words. But I know that some of you will really find that helpful, especially in jotting that down for future reference as you go and read the New Testament. But then I have all these resources that take that title and then give point by point of why that is the title. So I will be taking pictures of that for the patrons so that you can have that. But hopefully even for the audio version that this is giving you just some awesome insight. And a reminder, if you do want to join Patreon, it's not just, you know, pictures of resources. There are tons of benefits for all Patreons, that are on there for the different tiers. There's a 3-tier, 5-tier, 10, 15, and 25. And that helps me as a creator be able to create content for you on a weekly, daily basis. And then helps me, you know, live, obviously. And then it gives you a ton of benefits, as the person receiving the creative things, you know, that will help you walk in your relationship with Jesus in hopefully a deeper way. The $10 tier gives, you know, weekly reading guides for your Bible studies, and just so on. There's lots of other benefits as well. But anyway, yeah, just wanted to throw that out there. If you're new here and didn't know that, the link is in my Instagram bio. And yeah, so I have, I think like 32 patrons, which is super awesome. I think I'm like 1/4 of the way through my goal to be able to do this completely full-time without another job, which would be just absolutely a dream because there is a lot going on this page and I love it so much, but sometimes I run out of time. So being able to do this full-time would be just such a dream, and I'm so thankful for all 30-something of you already. You have made living life a lot easier and doable, really. Because creating content is really pretty much a full-time job, no matter how much you're working outside of that. And so I just super appreciate you guys. And yeah, anyway. So another point that I wanted to talk about, aside from the main point of just speaking on the gospel and how important that is that the intentionality of the New Testament paired with the Old. We talked about the Old a lot in the last episode, but if you have not listened to that, I recommend that first before you, you know, finish out this episode. But, you know, every word of the Bible, every chapter, every verse was strategically handpicked by God. And I'm sure that we will miss hundreds and hundreds of little Easter eggs that he put in there. But there is such intentionality in the order in which he put things and the way in which we get to read things. And so if you make your goal, you know, not just to read it, to check it off a list, but to find the intentionality of like what God is saying in those passages and just connecting the different things and maybe getting a cross-reference Bible and seeing how the old connects to the new. I mean, there are just absolutely crazy, endless possibilities that come with reading the Bible and knowing scripture. And that really lead to knowing God in a depth that you never imagined that you would, because that really is how you get to know God's character. So it really is just such a special thing. And I really hope that as you dive into the New Testament, maybe this will be the first time you've ever dove into your Bible in general, that you realize from reading the Gospels and reading Jesus' story, just how incredible it is that we have, you know, a tangible love letter from him, that we get access to the Holy Spirit all the time because of the Gospel, because of what he did for us. And the New Testament really is just a portrayal of the whole world getting excited that Jesus died and rose again for us. And the fact that that impact is still felt today, 2,000 years later, that it did not die out, that it did not fade, that there are millions and millions of Christians around the world celebrating this. Some are free to be Christians and some are not. It is just such like a humbling, it is a humbling thing to be. I'm not sure if all of my listeners are American. I don't think that they are. I actually think quite a bit are out of the country. Speaking for myself, just as an American, being able to hold the Bible in my hands freely and speak on it and talk about it and have a whole page about it and, you know, read what Jesus did for me and memorize the scriptures and just get to know him in that way, that is a blessing that, one, people of the Old Testament would have died for, like just absolutely loved to have. But also that people in our day and age that are in other countries that don't have the Bible would die for as well. So it is really such a privilege to have the Bible. And that really is a big point of why I'm doing this series, because don't take it for granted. Like that is such a gift, the most precious gift we've been given besides having the Holy Spirit with us at all times, is having access to God's word and how he says it's literally his manual on how to live life. Like, how do we do this thing? It really does just, it gives you everything you need from, you know, how to grow your relationship with God, but just how to live daily life and just wisdom, you know? And so there's just so much good. And I know that it can get kind of confusing and overwhelming, and it does for me too. And I went to Bible school. And so it's not just you, you know? But just as an encouragement that let the gospel come alive to you through the scriptures and reading what Jesus has said, that knowing that all of those words within that Bible that you're holding is God breathed and intentionally put there by God. And so that's just such a special thing. So that is basically all I have for you today. I'm going to, upload those pictures for the video version, and upload this onto the audio version, obviously, because you're listening to it right now. So I love you guys so much. I am just so incredibly thankful that you all are here, because it really has become a way for me to share the gospel with a lot of people, like specifically at the coffee shop. Like, they'll ask what I do for fun. Like, random people will come in and I get to show them, you know, this Instagram page, and they've never read the Bible. And they're like, what? Like, you read the Bible? Like, that's so weird. And I get to like share the gospel with them. And that has happened like 2 or 3 times since I started. And so that a big reason why that happens is because you are on here giving me support and just following along and encouraging me to keep just talking about Jesus with you guys, not because I'm qualified, but because it really is just a conversation about how good he is. And it's just really, really special. And it's really cool because I get to go on Instagram, you know, see this like large number of followers, which still really, like, I can't quite wrap my mind around it yet. I think I hit 35,000 last week, which was just like, I don't know if I've actually said that out loud yet. So that was just like, it's just like so strange to me. But over the last 2 years, which, wow, it actually has been 2 years. I literally totally forgot that April has been 2 years. Wow. It's been 2 years since I started this page, and this, not this podcast, but everything that has followed from that page. And just what God has done with that since then has been so cool. And so when people go onto the page, they give it, you know, this level of credibility because they see, you know, a certain amount of followers. Not that that really matters, but to people who don't know Jesus, you know, they see 35,000, you know, mostly high school and college age students following along, reading the Bible together and having this whole, you know, giant conversation about Jesus every day together. And they're really confused by it. And they want to know why there's so much traction there and why all of us want to talk about it. And so the reason that people are going to get saved are because you guys are following along and you guys are part of this. And so it's just really, really cool. So I appreciate you a lot. And I'm just very thankful for this opportunity to talk to you about this stuff and to learn myself as I dig in and dive deeper with you as well. So just super thankful. Sorry to get all mushy on you, but yeah, I'm just super thankful. And yeah, I love you so much. And we're still continuing the Bible series next week, but podcasts come out bi-weekly on Mondays, and then on those in-between weeks, YouTube videos come out. So the whole goal is to have something coming out every Monday, rotating between YouTube and YouTube and the podcast. And then once a month, there is a behind-the-scenes YouTube video that only patrons get. I think that's for the $15 tier and up as well. I think that's coming out next Monday. So yes, there's so many benefits available to you, and there's just so many exciting things coming up. I love you so much. Thank you for tuning in and listening. You guys make my day so good, and I will see you next time. Bye.